Hey everyone. Before we jump into today's interview, I just wanted to thank you all for all of the support and love that you've given me and the podcast since the start of my hiatus. I love running and producing Gracie Meets, but no matter how much I love it, mental health and physical health should always come first. And I wanted to let you, yes you, the person listening right now, know that no matter what's going on, your feelings are valid. Thank you again for being so considerate of my time off from the podcast, and I am so happy to be back. So without further ado, enjoy this week's show. Hello, and welcome back to Gracie Meets. This episode was recorded back in November of 2020 and was supposed to be posted on Veterans Day weekend, but I've decided that posting this episode would be the best way to come back with a bang. So I sat down with Staff Sergeant Yarbrough from the U.S. Army and Staff Sergeant Stern from the U.S. Marines to talk about military life and what to expect going into the military. I grew up in an Air Force family, but I don't know much about the other branches, so let's jump in. Why don't you introduce yourself, Staff Sergeant Stern? And I'm just letting all the listeners know that Staff Sergeant Stern will be starting every question, and then it will be passing the mic to Staff Sergeant Yarbrough.
So I'm Staff Sergeant Stern in the United States Marines. I am originally from Nacogdoches, Texas, which is like 2 hours north of here. I have a daughter, 5-year-old. I've been in about 8 years, a little over 8 years now. And I like shopping, I guess. And that's pretty much a little bit about me.
My name is Staff Sergeant Andrea Yarbrough with the United States Army. I actually just hit 10 years a couple days ago, so that's pretty crazy. It's also supposed to be, you know, my high school reunion this year, so that's all virtual. That's fun. A little bit about me. I'm originally from California, actually, Southern California. And something that I really like and something I'm passionate about is I travel a lot. So at 28, I've already been to 30 countries and 17 states. So that's something that I definitely take advantage of being in the military and in my off time as well.
I love shopping as well. And I have traveled a bit too. So best of both worlds. So we've already kind of answered this. How long have you been in the military?
Mine is a little over 8 years, so I hit my 8-year mark back in June of this year.
And I hit 10 years 5 days ago.
Well, congratulations. Why did you choose military service over college or a civilian sector job?
Well, my senior year, I played sports my whole life pretty much. My senior year, I got lazy and I didn't feel like doing scholarships and I just focused on working. So I enlisted the summer going into my senior year. So I already had like my mind set up. I was going to the Marines. So I didn't do scholarships, anything like that. I just wanted to get away from Nacogdoches. So I chose the military and I wanted to go to school, but I didn't want to go right away. So that was another reason.
For myself, I already had a path that was laid out for me and it wasn't something that I really wanted. Like, it was a good path. My parents own businesses and they're like, oh, you know, go to college, just everybody else is doing it. But it just didn't seem like it was for me. I have 4 older brothers and the oldest one joined, you know, a branch. My twin brother actually joined another branch. And then I was like, you know what? I like business, but it's not something that I want to get into right now. I want to get out, travel. I don't feel comfortable, you know, with how she was saying, getting scholarships and whatnot and trying to find somebody else to fund my education. So I knew, at least for me, that the Army best suited me and my interest. And that's what I wanted to do. And I mean, 10 years later, I can say thankfully that it's done everything that I wanted back when I was 18-year-old and more. So that's why I joined.
And I know that branches are kind of different for basic training. So how long was your basic training, starting with Staff Sergeant Stern?
So ours is 13 weeks. Right now, because of the COVID, it's 15, because when you get there, it's 2 weeks of quarantine, of course. But When you step on the yellow footprints, it's 13 weeks after that that you graduate.
Yep. And with the Army, it's 10 weeks long. So again, with what she said, we also implement the 2 weeks of quarantine beforehand. But overall, it's 10 weeks until graduation.
So what kind of jobs does your branch have that other branches don't?
Well, I know one for sure that we have is our Marine security guard. So MSG duty, basically Marines go to different embassies around the world and they guard the embassies. I don't think any other branch has that job. So that's what we take pride in. And that's one of the jobs that we kind of push our Marines to do to get out and be able to travel.
As far as the Army, the only thing that actually comes to mind is like the Army is the biggest and oldest branch and from whence the other branches were born, kind of. So we have, I almost want to say, we almost have every single job that the other branches have, with the exception of the nuclear program in the Navy. I think that's the only thing that the Army doesn't have, but the Army is extremely diverse as far as career fields.
And for my listeners and me, what is an embassy?
So it's basically the high end or the higher people, like say the presidents or the things of that nature of other countries. We go and guard the high end bases over there. Pretty much that's what it is.
Thank you. So what has been the hardest part of your time in the military so far?
Well, for me personally, it has been probably being a mother in the Marines. We are different from other branches in that aspect. I know different branches, when you get pregnant, maybe, and then you have your child, you can either stay in or get out. I've had to kind of decide or pick and choose when to put my career first and then put my family first. Other than that, the physical aspect, like I said, I was in sports my whole life, so the physical aspect wasn't a big problem. It's more of being a mother in the Marine Corps.
For myself, I would say I'm a little bit of an introvert. So a saying that I always tell people, especially recruits, that with the Army, if you're not trying to move up, the Army will move you out. So you have to fulfill leadership positions. And someone like me, who's a little bit more of an introvert, I will be like, I know I'll be put in situations where I have to challenge myself to lead people and soldiers. So at the time, it's a little nerve wracking because I'll kind of question like if I'm ready for it. But it's kind of the test that the Army puts you in on purpose to see, hey, do you have what it takes? And 9 times out of 10, like you're actually going to surprise yourself at what you're able to do. So definitely, I would say you're always going to be challenged for sure.
Staff Sergeant Yarbrough was talking about how she was an introvert. What kind of people wouldn't be able to make it in the military?
The Marines being the toughest branch, I've seen pretty much every type of person, so to say. Whether you're an introvert, whether you're out of shape, never did any athletics in your life, whether you're one of the outgoing people, like I've seen probably every different type of person there is in the Marines. So I don't think it's that somebody wouldn't be able to make it. It's whether they want to or not, honestly. If they put their mind to it, if they're committed and really want to do it, I don't see a reason why they wouldn't succeed in being in the military, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's not really about where people are from or the type of personality that they have, because you'll see us in settings and we're just like everybody else, except we're in a uniform. And that's because when we wear a uniform, we represent that organization. So we have to conduct ourselves professionally. But outside of that, we're just a part, like we represent every part of society as it is. I was going to say it's really about the mind, like she was saying. That's really the type of people that, like with the military, is you need to be mentally tough. And that's the only type of toughness that you need in order to make it. Because if your mind's not in the right space or you're not in a situation where you can overcome those internal obstacles, like you're not going to make it. And I mean, with all due respect, those are the type of people that we need, or the people that can make it, that can overcome adversity, because we are put in situations that you know, can be really difficult for others to imagine.
So what has been your greatest achievement during your time in, starting with Staff Sergeant Stern?
My greatest achievement, I would say, would be 2 years ago, I went to Norway and I was a part of one of the largest NATO exercises, so North Atlantic Treaty Organization, one of the largest ones that we had in over 100 years. And out there, I was basically loading and unloading the ship, so over 150 pieces of equipment. I was the main person loading and offloading, and that was probably one of my biggest achievements, being able to do that as a young sergeant in the United States Marines.
For myself, probably one of the biggest achievements, it's kind of hard and it sounds so cliche, but it's probably being like very happy and content with where I am in life, because there's so many milestones that I've reached. So I feel so early in life, like at 21, I bought myself a brand new car. At 22, I bought my mom her own car. 25, I bought a house. And then, like I said, by 28, I had visited 30 countries and 17 states. So, I mean, and then on top of that, like I have a degree debt free. So like, we're just like living it up, kind of taking advantage of everything that we can. And I think for me, that is what makes me like feel like that's my greatest achievement, is that I was able to take advantage of resources and opportunities that others that have just surpassed. And I feel secure. I think that's what it is that I'm looking for, is like, I feel very secure and confident in myself now.
Yeah. And I mean, it might sound cliche, but it's really not. If you're happy, then I mean, I think you won at life. So what is the biggest myth about your branch of service that you know of?
Goodness. Okay. With the Marines, I think the biggest myth or the biggest misconception that we get as Marines is that we're just robots and we get brainwashed at boot camp. And once you leave, it's like you don't have a life and you're just a killer machine. That is definitely not the case. We're regular people. We just have awesome training and like combat training that we can go out and achieve any mission that we get. But that's one of the biggest things that I've had to deal with, people thinking that I'm a robot and I just do whatever the Marines tell me to do. We do have lives and we're still people. We're just United States Marines, pretty much.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, and especially us being from the branches that we're from, is that it's kind of the same with the Army and the Marine Corps. Like, people always associate us with like, oh, you guys are all combat. Like, I don't want to do combat. And they assume that that's all that we do. Like, I don't know what your job is, but like mine in the Army is I do information technology. So like all the computers and networking and telephone communications, like that's everything I do. Like when I was deployed in Iraq, I wasn't out there throwing keyboards and mice at people or anything. Like that wasn't my war. Like my job title when I was there was to ensure that the network was set up. And it's really hard for people to associate that, like, oh, like if I don't want to do that, I don't have to. And that's just the nature of it, is that that's a huge myth about, at least from the Army, is that it's not all combat. It's literally its own mini society, like self-sustaining society. Everyone has their part.
My dad joined the Air Force whenever he was younger because he couldn't afford to go to college. So what are some other reasons why a teenager should consider joining the military?
So I would say with the Marines, we have benefit tags, and it's basically what people look for when they're looking to join the Marines or join the military as a whole. And I'll just give a couple. I would say for a traveling adventure, because being in the military, you're definitely going to travel, even if it's just from your hometown to boot camp. You're still going to go out of state and go to a different state for your boot camp. That's traveling. Another reason would be for financial security. In today's society and how things are going now, a lot of people are being laid off and not being able to pay for their bills or take care of their families. In the military, you won't have to worry about that because we're paid regardless of what the society is going through. So I think those two are two big ones that I would say why people would join or would want to join. I won't take up all of them. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. And to go on top of what Staff Sergeant Stern was saying is something I, again, always tell recruits is that when it comes to the military as a whole, everybody with all the branches, is that anything that you need, it will be given to you. The things that you want is stuff that is going to be on you to kind of take care of. So for instance, you need a place to stay, you're going to be given housing for it. You need food to eat, you're going to get a stipend for it to go, you know, get your food, or you're going to get access to a dining facility where you can get your food 3 times a day. So your basic needs are taken care of across the board. The education benefits for all the branches is the same across the board. There's just little differences between the branches. That's really just going to depend if you feel like that meets you in your best interest. So with my oldest brother, he joined the Air Force. I have a twin brother. He joined the Marine Corps, and then I joined the Army. So each of us chose our respective branch because we felt like it met our needs. So for the Army, I mean, I know I'm going to completely sound biased, but we're the largest branch. So we have the most bases around the world. Like the Army, it's because we have so many people coming in, we have a lot of people also going out. So we have a lot of like cash bonuses, incentives to either keep people in or to, you know, just get them in, anywhere from like a $5,000 bonus to like up to a $40,000 bonus. And it just depends on how in demand that job is. If they really need it, they're going to incentivize it. And then as for me, like how I like to travel, I've been stationed outside the United States 3 times. So this is actually only my second assignment where I've been in the United States. That's the thing with like at least the Army is that we really try to make it specific to each person. So everybody has a different and unique experience based off what their goals and interests are.
Well, is there anything else you guys would like to add or tell the listeners about your branches or about life, anything?
I would say, I know a lot of people, they try to steer away from the Marines because of the stigma that we have that we're like the hardest ones and we only deploy and stuff like that. But I would say that it's what you make of it. And like I said earlier, not everyone deploys. So just have an open mind. Yeah, but it's just a lot of people don't get Marines and we are the smallest branch. But I feel like if people actually took the time to learn and be educated on all the different branches, especially the Marines, because we're the smallest, a lot of people don't know about us and what we do. We have over 350 technical jobs, and they're not combat related. So it's just taking the time to learn and educate and see what's best for you at the end of the day.
As far as like anything else, learning information is completely free. I mean, I don't know anybody who would ever charge for information, but for anybody in any branch that if you want to learn, I mean, that's more on the user. So there's no commitment necessary to learn more. If you don't feel like it's for you, then by all means, we would want you to at least have a well-informed decision so that you can make that. And if you feel like it's for you or not. But for the Army specifically, if people just go to Facebook or Instagram and look up Go Army Houston, it's a page that myself as well as 3 other colleagues manage. And literally all we do is we go out there and we kind of share information and represent the Houston and greater Houston area.
My Instagram for Staff Sergeant Stern with the Marines is USMC_Staff Sergeant. So SSGT_Stern, STEARN. And I am the Marine recruiter for Klein Kane and Klein Forest. So I probably follow a lot of you already. I'm not the weird person that just followed you. I'm the Marine Corps recruiter. So if you have any questions or just want more information, you can inbox me on there and I'll be more than happy to inform you and get you that information.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you guys. I definitely learned a lot, so it's pretty great.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I want to take this time to thank not only my guests today, but to acknowledge the sacrifices of all the people who have, are, and will so willingly serve to protect and defend our rights. Those very rights that allow me to speak freely on this podcast and for you to choose a profession you would want to do. You know, nobody likes really being forced into a job that makes them miserable, so I'm kind of glad that we have those rights, you know? Military professions are not ones to enter into lightly. As with any job out there, there are pros and cons, and you have to weigh them both and see if their benefits match what you'll give up. So, is there danger in this job choice? Yeah, it's the military, and their job is technically war. But there are some benefits that outweigh those negatives, as we have heard from my guests today. As we celebrate Veterans Day every year in November, think about the men and women who sacrifice their family life so you can live peacefully knowing someone is protecting us. If you would like more information, check out my website or the show notes under this episode, as there is no way we could cover everything in this episode. Talk to your recruiters when they come to your high school campus or go to your local recruiting office. What would it hurt? It's just a talk, and despite the uniform, they're people who have been where we are now just a few years ago. I'm going to end this episode a little differently than usual because these men and women are just different. It takes an extraordinary person to write a blank check for the amount up to and including their life in defense for our nation. And we're all extraordinary teenagers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a musical interview with composer Soon-Hee Newbold.